Hey gang, welcome to Dateline Louisiana, a provocative look at the deepest of the deep southern states. Thoughts that are informative, candid, humorous, and sometimes controversial about life in one of the most interesting and rabble-rousing states in the nation. Here are your hosts, Ronna Gray and Jim Brown.
Hey, hello everybody. Thanks for joining us on our program. This is Dateline Louisiana. You can check out our website at datelinelouisiana.com. We're here every week. We put up a new podcast talking about some of the interesting things going on in Louisiana. And Ronna, we've got a lively show today, don't we?
Well, it's the fall, and we've been talking about politics lately. And in Louisiana, that probably makes for more stories than anything else you can think of for our state.
No doubt about it. And let's focus on the governor's race. Basically, that will affect other statewide races. But we have a governor's race in just a little less than a year. It's not that far off at all. And there's been jockeying going on for some time. The top names have been Jeff Landry, the attorney general, very conservative, very outspoken, and diehard anti-Democrat, if you will, when it comes to the president. He's been there with a very active campaign that puts him in the front ranks initially here up until a few weeks ago. Billy Nungesser, the lieutenant governor, has been saying for some time he's deeply interested, as has John Schroeder, our state treasurer. Those three names dominated the news when they said they're giving it very serious consideration. There had been a few Democrats kicked around. Helena Marino, who is president of the city council down New Orleans, and Sharon Hewitt, a state representative over in Slidell. That's the lay of the land up till maybe a few weeks ago. But boy, that's radically changed now, hasn't it, Ronna?
Well, it's amazing how the congressional elections and the Senate elections trickle down and start impacting the state elections. You're right. You've had some people like Billy Nungesser out there, I guess, for over a year, pulling that giant elephant around and doing the campaign trail and laying the groundwork. Jeff Landry, probably for more than a year, has been talking about this.
Landry had Donald Trump Jr. coming to a fundraiser for him, and it was sponsors could put up $50,000.
And then all of a sudden things are getting shaken up a little.
Well, the other name that has been kicked around, the person I want to name has not really been outward spoken about. He says he is looking at it as Garrett Graves, the congressman from the Baton Rouge area, easily reelected. We talked about him on last week's show. And, so as a consequence, his name is emerging more and more as a possible candidate.
Definitely. I think he's always been ambitious. He comes out of the more unpopular Bobby Jindal administration was where he kind of got his start there. But he has been successful in running for Congress and has broad support in his district. So it's, I guess, only natural, having worked around the governor's office, that he's going to get interested in that too. So
now, on the national stage, one of our U.S. senators is Bill Cassidy, and Bill's name has been batted around a little bit, although he's just shied away from it, hadn't said too much. But now that the national elections for Congress are over, I believe he said last week that he'll have an announcement about it. He's seriously looking at it. And he'll have an announcement about it coming up the next couple of weeks.
Well, I've long thought he was positioning himself to be a candidate for governor, that he was sort of patterning himself to be the Republican version of Governor Edwards, and that he'd be moderate. He wouldn't be quite so partisan. He would show he could reach across the aisle and work with the Democrats, as he did on the infrastructure bill, and went out and preached it and made a good case for how much Louisiana benefited from his work on that, while the others who didn't support it just like to show up for the check presentations to announce to all the projects how much money they're going to get out of it. But I thought he was moving that way. But oddly, that is the very thing that causes him problems in his own party, that he has reached across the aisle and that he has been more willing to work with Democrats has made some people in the Louisiana Republican Party go, oh, no, we can't support him. So who knows how it'll fare for him.
And I don't have not the recipient or have not seen any polls, but I'm sure he's polling it and polled it very closely. And maybe he's encouraged by the fact that independents and some conservative Democrats like the fact that he's reached across. And maybe he feels like he could pull off a combo, a three-tier combo of moderate Republicans, conservative Democrats, and independent voters that would put a coalition together to get him in the runoff. And if he'd get in the runoff, particularly with a Democrat, then he could possibly go ahead and win pretty strongly. So that may be in his thinking.
Maybe.
And then the new name, that, and it's not new, it's been thrown around, but no comment was ever made, but our other U.S. Senator, John Kennedy, he's now saying he's going to announce in a few weeks. What do you think of Kennedy?
Well, he'll be a strong candidate. He's a fundraising machine. I think that's his favorite thing to do, is to call people and squeeze money out of them, campaign contributions. But it just floors me that you can announce so soon after you get reelected to the United States Senate. By the way, I might run for governor next year. You know, there's no commitment whatsoever to serve the term that he spent so much money and campaigned so hard for, and he spent a fortune on television for that reelection. But then, you know, as soon as the Senate went solid Democrat, that it wasn't going to go Republican, I guess he's like, well, this won't be fun, and I'm in the minority party, and I thought we were going to have a red wave, so now this is no fun, so I'm going to go somewhere else. And as you know, John Kennedy's run for many offices. He's run for Senate multiple times. He's run for governor.
The U.S. ran as a Democrat, yeah. Ran as a more right. moderate Democrat many years ago, was state treasurer, head of the Department of Revenue, and flirted with the governor's race. Ran twice for Senate, I think, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, yeah.
Before he was finally reelected. So, but you and you know what? You chuckle when you think of him being just an incessant fundraiser. Somebody I knew was on his mailing list, and they got a letter about 2 weeks before the election saying, "I've got some terrible and disturbing news." He says, "My staff called me in and sat me down and said, 'You're going to sit there and listen now, Senator.' They said that the unfortunate news is, unfortunately, that they had not reached their fundraising goal for the week. And that unless Kennedy does something, they're going to fail to reach the number they've set for themselves." Here's a guy. He had almost $30 million,
right,
didn't he?
Right.
And against a couple of minor opponents who had virtually no money. And so in any event, you got to give him his due. He is a heck of a fundraiser. He calls and calls and calls. So
relentless. And he doesn't seem to suffer from making that. I didn't hear any great hue and cry like, what, you just were reelected and you already want to give up that seat? I didn't really hear a lot of that.
The press has been very weak on that. You know, there's not been any commentary from the press at all over that factor. So he's pulled off a real coup if he runs. And so now let's assume he runs. What's that do to the rest of the field?
I think it clears the field a lot, just because he's still sitting on a lot of money and the willingness to go out and beat the bushes for more. I think it clears the field a great deal. You have some people, I think, that cancel each other out. Billy Nungesser, to me, has made a great effort, and I think successfully, in also making himself somewhat acceptable to independents and Democrats. He's put a lot of work into not being such a partisan. Of course, Lieutenant Governor, there's no reason to be partisan, but I think he's done a nice job of that. And then Bill Cassidy doing that too. Well, there's not room for everybody that's trying to make a spot in the middle. As our Louisiana elections usually go, you've got usually a Democrat who clears the field or is the Democrat on one side, and then probably the person to the furthest right ends up in, as the opponent. The middle gets very crowded. It gets hard to get your slice of the electorate in the middle to make the runoff, and we end up with the two far more Democrat and Republican choices to make. So I think it clears the field a lot.
And by the way, talking about getting squeezed in the middle when you try to reach be a consensus builder, who's that guy back some year? Jim Brown, I think, was some fellow that ran for governor and definitely got squeezed in the middle between a conservative candidate on one side, more liberal on the other. And so I know from whence you speak, Rana, you're right on the money.
I know. Oh. It's tough. It's tough. And it's tough to raise money, and it's tough to, you know, if you're the lieutenant governor, he has a harder time raising money. Of course, he comes from a Republican family with, you know, has fundraised for years for other candidates and all. But Landry's out there probably more conservative than Donald Trump. He's out there carving that right wing out for himself, that he's going to be the fighter, the divider. And then we haven't talked about an interesting name that has popped up recently in some of the commentary, who hasn't really put it to bed, but our Secretary of Transportation and Development, Sean Wilson, Dr. Sean Wilson.
Well, let's stay with the Republicans, then come back to him, if you don't mind.
No, sure.
If Kennedy runs, I agree with you that he somewhat clears the field. It's going to be very, very hard for any other Republican to make a major run. Landry's raised a fair amount of money, and he's been very quiet about it, but I'm sure he's going to run a poll and weigh his chances. He's been running good in the polls. But you take these other candidates, Billy Nungesser, you mentioned, John Schroeder, the state treasurer, they're just not polling that well to begin with. And with Kennedy running, I just don't see much room for them, which then means that if they decide to run for reelection, there are all kinds of other candidates thinking that those folks are going to run who wanted to run for an open seat, but the seat's not open anymore. Just to give you, Scott McKnight is a state representative, my state representative where I live. Scott has put a very aggressive campaign to run for state treasurer. But if Schroeder backs off the incumbent, then is there room for, and I just don't think that so many of these legislators, like Scott, a good guy, very well qualified fella, is going to want to take on the incumbent. So I know there's been a number of candidates looking at lieutenant governor,
right,
and from all over the state. And I think that if Billy runs, he keeps his job. He's going to be very hard to beat, which means they won't be running.
Right.
And then if they're a representative, I think there's a councilwoman in New Orleans is very popular. And if I'm trying to think of her name. I've got the tip of my tongue. But in any event, she's on the council.
Councilwoman Moreno?
No.
Oh, another.
She's in New Orleans in Jefferson Parish.
Oh, okay.
But you have people like that to have a job. Well, there's other people vying for their seats.
Right, right.
So it's the domino effect is the point I'm making, that Kennedy affects elections up and down the line as a Republican, if you will. So he's got the money, just came and just spent an inordinate amount, maybe with the idea of the governor's race in mind, on his statewide race for reelection. So his numbers are way up there. He's got the dollars, and he starts off in the catbird seat as by far the leading candidate.
I think so. It'll be interesting to see what kind of candidate for governor he is. He seems to have really acclimated to Washington politics. I mean, he can get himself on Fox News. He comes up with his stories and quips and derogatory things about Democrats and all. It'll be really interesting to see how all that plays on the gubernatorial campaign trail, which is just a little bit different environment.
Well, it is, except he has been state treasurer. He has been head of the Department of Revenue. He was the chief aide to Governor Buddy Romer when he was there. So it's not like he hasn't any state government experience. He's probably has more experience than any other candidate running on the state level, is my point. So
the only person with more experience who's not a candidate would be Jay Darden, who has served in so many different posts, from city councilman in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to the legislature, House, Senate, Secretary of State, Lieutenant Governor.
That's right.
Commissioner of Administration. He's probably the most governmental experienced person in the state of Louisiana. But I don't think he's jumping in the governor's race again.
No, I don't think so either. So anyway, Kennedy right now, we all think, is the front runner, but he's going to be announcing something here very soon. We'll watch that announcement. Now, Rana, you brought up a Democrat, a legitimate Democrat who can put some campaign contributions together, can probably count on 35% of the vote and as a consequence, may get in the runoff, could well get in the runoff for that. Possibly could be leading, quite frankly, if you coalesce a strong African-American vote. African-Americans making up about 30% of the registered voters in the state, a little more than that, than I think. Now, you mentioned the head of the Department of Transportation. Elaborate on it, if you will.
Well, Dr. Sean Wilson, I think, would be an incredibly strong Democratic candidate. And I don't know how much our listeners really know about him, because if you don't really deal with engineering projects and large construction projects, you might not really be aware of him. But he was... has been at the Department of Transportation for some time, and was very close to Governor Blanco and Coach Blanco, a friend of his. And he was appointed secretary of that department by Governor John Bel Edwards. And so it puts you in a position of working with every engineering firm and major contracting firm in the state of Louisiana and beyond. And those people are always contributors in state races here, especially in the governor that sets the agenda, and so it does so much. Dr. Wilson also has done a lot of things at the department that have really speeded up the process because we're so far behind. He's really, I think, cut red tape, and he's... speeded up large construction projects, been very creative with some things, and got things moving faster. You know, when we talk about building a new Mississippi River bridge in Louisiana, they talk about it taking 27 years to build it or something like that. I mean, from start to finish, with engineering, the environmental studies, the construction, blah, blah, blah. So I think he's...
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, I say blah, 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 because I always say, well, maybe I won't be around to drive on that bridge the way you're talking about it. So I really think you're right. He comes out, he would have strong African-American support. He'd have unusual support for a Democrat in having, I think, friends in the business community because of the job he's done there. So you'd almost have to give someone like him a strong shot at a spot in the runoff.
I guess my only concern, though, if Kennedy announces that he's going to run, our U.S. senator is going to run, and really dominates the field as the campaign goes on, will those financial contributors, if there was a mix and there was uncertainty, they'd be willing to give? Will they make the contributions, not wanting to fall out with who they think is going to be the next governor? So there's a little uncertainty there for Wilson. I agree with you. He seems like a pretty bright guy and done a good job there in the department. But the other fact is that he did do very well in Kennedy's poll. But on the other hand, I'm sure it made it very clear, the Democratic candidate, Sean Wilson. And so when you do it like that, you're going to have and they might even have said the African-American Democratic candidate, Sean Wilson. Those, the candidates and the pollsters can kind of twist that around to make it look like someone's very strong.
Right.
When in effect, they're not that well known, like I say, because There's not 18% of the people in the state that know who the head of the Department of Transportation is. I think they voted because he's a Democrat and possibly because the polls showed that he was African-American.
Well, to your point about people not wanting to offend the senator, I would say when I was managing Mayor Kip Holden's first campaign, when he was elected mayor of Baton Rouge, being the first African-American mayor of our city here, people were nervous about it because we were running against an incumbent mayor. They didn't want to offend. And we would say, well, donate to both of us, because we knew we'd put our money to better use than the incumbent would because of what you're saying. We had to get out there and let people know he was a viable candidate. And we had to work harder to present the case for why he could win. I think John Bel Edwards had the same challenge, presenting the case for how he could win to convince people to get the money. You're never going to raise the money John Kennedy has, but you can still run a winning race. He may not win. He may not even run. But I do think it's possible if you have a good game plan.
Possible to be a viable candidate. Not possible to win, but possible. I mean, anybody with a D after their name, in my opinion, is not going to be elected governor of Louisiana. John Bel Edwards is a fluke in the fact that all the stars had to align for him, and he came across the issue that was the home run of of his opponent at the time, U.S. Senator David Vitter, not showing up for a vote for Veterans Affairs, but in effect calling a lady of the evening instead.
Jim, I sat through more meetings than I can tell you where people gave me the same exact speech that Kip Holden was not going to be mayor of Baton Rouge. At the time, we only had 35% African-American voters in the East Baton Rouge Parish, and they were just like, it's just not going to happen. They patted me on the head and sent me on my way. Things happen in elections that you just can't ever count on. John Fetterman didn't count on having a stroke. You know, things happen, so you just don't ever know. And the pendulum swings. The pendulum swings.
Well, we'll see.
Ours has to swing back at some point.
All right.
We can't be stuck on the wall on the right-hand side forever.
Well, we'll be doing a show in a couple of weeks because it'll shape up a lot more. We're going to know about U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy, U.S. Senator John Kennedy, what effect it has on other candidates. So the whole race will be in a much better focus, say, a month from now than it is today. But it's been interesting. We're glad to talk to all of our listeners.
We'll probably
about
be talking about this for a year. You're right.
Right. So, listen, thanks you folks for listening. For Rhonda Gray, I'm Jim Brown. Our show is Dateline Louisiana. Go to datelinelouisiana.com. And you can also email us, Huey@datelinelouisiana.com. We read lots of emails that we get in. We answer them. Rhonda, you stay up late answering those emails, don't you?
I got one today, in fact, from someone with a good idea for a future podcast that I'm going to talk to you about before we leave today. And I keep saying, send us your ideas for what you want to talk about, and you can join the conversation. You can email us. You can go to our Facebook page and let us know. So let us know and let us hear from you.
DatelineLouisiana.com. For Rhonda Gray again, Jim Brown here. Glad you're with us today. We'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Dateline Louisiana with Jim Brown and Rhonda Gray. To subscribe to this podcast or contact Jim or Rhonda, visit DatelineLouisiana.com. We hope you'll join us again next week for more news and reflections from the Bayou State.